Hi, Melissa Dealey here, back with another edition of Health Hack. And this week I'm focusing on the power of natural health and getting to the root cause of health issues. Today I want to talk about my daughter's experience, and I am forever grateful to her grade 2 teacher. Because at the end of grade 2, she said to me, you know, over the course of this year, I've noticed a decline in her handwriting, as well as her ability to focus on the task at hand. And I was surprised by this and in the moment didn't know how I could support my daughter and asked the teacher, what can I do? And this teacher, Janice O'Meara, said, you know, I think it could be related to food. You might want to have a food sensitivity lab done and see a naturopath. Well, I was already seeing a naturopath, as you know, from my last episode. And so I contacted her and we ran that food sensitivity lab and found out my daughter was intolerant to both yeast and sugar. When we removed the yeast and sugar from her diet and she went back to school into that same classroom the following year, the teacher said it was night and day, a different child. And I'd noticed the same at home as well. You don't necessarily notice the behavior of your own child. You get so used to it. But when we changed her diet and saw the improved behavior, less meltdowns and crying and not even knowing why she was crying, and not to mention the improvement in focus and handwriting at school, that was a win. Understanding what foods her body could and couldn't handle allowed us to stop guessing and actually truly know what was going on and resolve it very quickly in a matter of months. So could foods be the cause of your issues? And running a food sensitivity lab, is that of interest to you? Comment below. Perhaps you'd like to learn more. I'd be happy to answer your questions.